Well,
coming back today.
That
looks good.
8:30 on the clock, June 11th, 2014. Let's call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing on the agenda as an item is to approve or disapprove the agenda.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Byers, seconded by Juergens.
Dorn.
Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. This is Senator Wallman. Would you like this for taxes this time, or do you want to wait until the next?
I'll wait until these guys get done.
Well, there will be a different item.
Oh, different item? Okay. I'll just have general comments.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, honorable board members here. I'm on the opposite side now. And I just want to make some comments about the tax situation. You know, we all got these nice letters. And I think, you know, we always struggled with trying to change in legislature the valuation percentage. I think we're going about the wrong way. I think we have to go to the mill levy, because otherwise you'll have homeowners and everybody upset, and it might be even unconstitutional if we change it any further. And so I want you to know I've always tried to lower the taxes for property owners, small business owners, and livestock friendly. I hope county boards that have livestock friendly status would somehow exempt livestock buildings like Iowa does. You know, they want more pork producers in Nebraska. But if we do that, our counties are going to have to change their tax structures. And so that's all my comments. And if you ever have anything, I'm still in session, you know, till a new guy is sworn in. And we're working on stuff. But I've tried from day one to broaden our tax base. Otherwise, we're just shifting. And it's scary when you shift taxes, because you're going to make more people mad and add maybe more taxes than it is. So I just general comment.
Has anyone done a study on what would be the effect on the state of Nebraska as a whole, not just necessarily Gage County, if you take livestock buildings and take them off of the tax rolls, make them exempt?
Yeah, I think Farmers Union made a thing of this, and it's a lot of money. And also, but it wouldn't really cost the state, because you'd bring people into the state. You know, you'd have more sales. We have pork producers here, and some are going to Iowa. Simple
reason.
But we
as counties would have to deal with it.
That's right.
On less dollars. And we'd have to move that somewhere. And we're kind of at that point also, is where do we go? We have the services, as you know, that we need to provide and want to provide. And so if you have any suggestions, let us know.
Yeah. And you have to put pressure on the state. You know, we balanced our budget at the state at the expense of local counties, state aid to jails, all these things. And so that made it easy for us. You should have been hammering on as hard as the Dickens, because the governor, that's how he balanced his budget.
Wait, what's your cell phone number? Maybe put that out and we'll let you.
I got enough people have that ready.
Well, his office number is 471-2620.
And I appreciate your attention. And still, if any, I had legislation with for school funding, which is a big bite, and to plug in sales and income. But then you'd have to lower the mill levy somehow, and we never could get that out of committee. So I did have some ideas, and I copied other states.
And what is the dollar amount that state aid to education has been reduced over the years?
Well, since I got in, it's been tremendous. I'd say 20-30%. You know, we always go by percentages. And, yeah, it's unreal. And some school districts get more. But as property values go up, more and more districts will be non-equalized. And so non-equalized means no state aid.
Yep. And there's a lot of rural districts that have totally lost their state aid education at this time.
The last 4 years.
And then it needs to come from the property tax.
Yeah. It'll be a tax shift unless, you know, nobody's willing to cut back. So it'll be a tax shift. I want to emphasize that. And how do we do this tax shift? I think sales and income tax. But you got Chamber of Commerce against this, you know, and people are against this. But Iowa does this, and their land's higher, and the real estate tax is cheaper. So it's a no-brainer to me, but it is to other people, and you know, it's a problem.
Senators, probably 3 or 4 years ago, there's Senator Paul that introduced, it's a Paul or Pauls, who had introduced a bill to expand sales tax, which...
Rich Pauls.
In reading that, over 4 years would have basically gotten rid of property taxes. Where did that bill go? Why did that not get any traction?
One reason, Senator Chambers. And he thinks sales tax picks on the poor. But as far as elected official, you don't hear much complaint about sales tax. He didn't implement dealers because of cross-border sales. And so we got rid of that. But if we took away all exemptions, I think we could lower our sales tax to maybe 3% or 2% and put it back on food, which will never happen. And if we lower that down to 2.5% to 3%, you know, I wouldn't notice it so bad. So that's the answer, I think. But that's just me.
And those
simple country farmer.
Those people who are, the exemptions are just unbelievable. I mean, when you have an exemption for car washes, I mean, you go through that list of people who have exemptions. It's absolutely, totally ridiculous in this former senator's opinion. And we could generate so much more money just by taxing people who would be appropriate to tax.
If I could remember that, if you get a chance to search the old bills that were introduced, it's an interesting one. Again, it just kind of disappeared. I know they talked about it at NACO a few times, but it was basically really expanding the sales tax. And in theory, I think it was 4 to 5 years would basically eliminated property tax.
And Rich Paul spent a lot of time on that. He's right across from my office. So we discussed about every day, and he'd usually bring it up. But we could never get that thing out of committee.
Yeah, it never got any traction. It just kind of disappeared.
And revenue is where you got to hit. Not appropriations. Revenue. And I did research on that, and we have oil and gas. We have severance taxes. And we don't even come close to Colorado, Wyoming, and Kansas. And why not? Because oil and gas has tremendous lobbyists. So we should be getting more income from that, too. We have a lot more oil and gas revenue than you think, and also uranium. So we could really expand. They tried to talk me into getting on revenue committee. I dug all this stuff up for them, but they didn't use it. But revenue, we have a lot more chance, and that would relieve property taxes, more revenue. So revenue is where it's at, as you know. Thank you. Any questions?
Senator.
Thank you.
Senator.
Yes.
I appreciate what you have to say, and I guess that, to me, it's a little bit of a concern, because I think we all sit here and we all would like to see property taxes lower than where they are.
Absolutely.
But I think this board as a group has done a pretty good job of being physically conservative. And I guess it's a little bit concerning to me that somebody from the state is able to come down here and suggest different things, and then in the second breath say it's never going to happen. I mean, you know,
it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You know? And Norbert Thiemann did it when he was governor, and cost him a job. Nobody likes to have taxes shifted around on them.
Oh. And our biggest problem is that not only do we have the state shifting tax down on us, we have the federal government that's cutting different things and
Absolutely.
Shifting taxes down on us also. And it's, you know, I think as a board we've done a pretty good job of being fiscally conservative and working to make sure we spend them dollars appropriately.
I'm not here to complain about that.
Yeah.
Make it clear. But also, you know, I fought to keep county reimbursement to jails, but that was off the table. You know, that was done by the executive branch. So we should have stood up harder as a body. I'm disappointed in ourselves, but I've never voted to decrease aid to counties, roads, whatever. And but there's not enough of us.
So we appreciate all that you've done, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments? Steve? I want to give you credit for being here early. All right, next on the agenda, approve or disapprove exemption application for real property for the Beatrice Lodge 26, Cornerstone Lutheran, and St. Joe's Catholic Church. A motion to approve or disapprove, and I guess I'll turn the floor over to Patty.
I think we may have somebody. Are you representing Cornerstone, Orin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we'll start with Cornerstone Lutheran, a Nebraska nonprofit corporation, and that is represented by Orin, right? I don't know if you want to take any testimony from him, or this would be concerning a lot that I think your plans are to someday build a church on. So
well, I have a motion to approve or disapprove, and that I've called for. So it would be a motion to approve or disapprove the exemption application for Cornerstone Lutheran Church.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Byers. Now we'll have discussion. Orin, would you like to just name an address for the record, please?
My name is Orin Obring. My address is Turkle, Nebraska. Anything else? I just like to say we bought this property with the intention of building a worship center. It's down the road. We have no concrete plans at this time, but that's what our plans are in the future. It's a four-acre plot of ground across from Hannibal Paul Park. Is there any other questions?
Purchased by a qualified nonprofit. Any reason that we shouldn't approve this? We have a motion to approve. We have
my
a
recommendation is for approval.
Any more questions or discussion? We have a motion and a second. Vote 7-0 approved.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Orin.
Can you do the other two together?
Yep. Is there anyone here representing the Beatrice Lodge or St. Joseph Catholic Church? If not, we'll do those together. Seeing none, we'll do those together. I need a motion to approve or disapprove Beatrice Lodge 26 and St. Joseph Catholic Church exemption applications.
I would move to approve their exemption applications.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Patty.
Basically, St. Joe's is the building right across the street here. I don't know what
or not Mosaic, but the Masonic.
Yes. And I had their intentions, I believe, is to someday, I think, tear that down, too. I don't know what, they purchased it, and so I don't know when that'll happen, but right now, I think with time that will be coming down. They'll probably try to salvage some things out of that building. It's a nice building, but I don't know. Don knows more about the building than I. I haven't been in it for a long time, so. So.
I think the intent is to tear it down. That's what we understand. And they did offer for people to submit bids for stuff on the inside. I think once the funds are collected to...
But the intention is turned into additional parking and...
Parking and a playground, I think, right. Is what the last I heard.
That's my understanding.
That's that one.
That's in the other part.
Then the other one is across from the Daily Sun, the Beatrice Lodge 26 AF and AM. That's the new building across the street from the Daily Sun, so that would be qualified too.
The recommendation is to...
Qualify it. Approval.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve both of the requests. Any further discussion, comments? Seeing none, vote 7-0 to approve. That's it. Patty, what do you have for us?
Protests are coming in. We've talked to a lot of farm people. Been very, cordial, and it's been somewhat quiet. Try to explain, bring maps in. We can adjust acres if need be according to their FSA maps. As of the other day, we only had, 12, 15? So it's been kind of quiet, but as we all know, they always come in at the very end. So I think, Norm, you kind of wanted to know what the valuation increase was from last year's abstract to this year's abstract. That's the form that I send into the state after we do all of our market values and our analysis of the county. We had from 2013 to 2014 a $281,752,745 increase. Tax dollars for the county would be just for the county portion, $956,158.93. And you can have this little sticky, Senator Bynum. You can have that little sticky if you want to, because he was in my office the other day and we talked about that. So that's what the increase would be, and that's what just the county's portion. And that's just the real estate. That doesn't include pipelines, personal property, or anything like that yet.
That's what it, if we kept our mill levy where it's at, that's what it would be. That's not the increase in taxes that the county's getting.
If from 2013 to 2014, that's the increase, and I'm using the levy that we have in place now,
right,
based on the Gage
right.
County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still have protests to go through. We have pipelines to get. We have personal. So the final valuations come out August 20th.
Yes. But, so, but it's the increase in taxes, what you're talking about there, that's...
That's what it would bring into the county at today's tax rate.
Today's mill levy, that's what it would bring in.
Right.
But we, because of the lid, we can't increase it that way. So just so that's clear, we're not increasing taxes that much. Yes. Yeah.
That would be what the what the difference would
be. Just so we can get out of this building alive today.
Right. But no, it's not an increase in taxes. It's at today's mill levy, the last year's mill levy, that's what it would have brought in. Yes.
That's what it would be bring in as of today based on that rate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So depending on what the levy does or the tax rate does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There again, that's not really
that's just the
pertinent
question.
Information because it's not going to be what the mill levy is going to be. So
no, mm-mm, no.
Well, I just had that request, so that's all he.
But no,
you know.
But no, yeah. If he had the question, though, that's what the whole statewide. That's what the valuation on increase in valuations of primarily ag land. That's what it could bring in. If the system allowed it, I guess, or if the process allowed it. But
based on tax rates, I guess I'm not quite sure I'm following.
Well, we haven't put the budget together. We're not necessarily saying that we're going to continue to ask for $1 million more from folks.
I guess that's
what we're saying. We're taking this year's dollars off last year's levy, which...
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying then.
Okay. Apples and oranges,
I made it clear that that was last year's rate when we talked
about that. That was last year's rate,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I heard you wrong. You said, the increase in taxes would be...
If we...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the percentage of valuation increase...
Well, I gave that to you last time. It had the differences. It was like 23% on the ag land.
That's probably the one that I look, you know.
Yeah.
I think so. Around 4 or something on commercial or something. And
Commercial and ag were very minimal.
Commercial and residential, yeah.
Commercial
very
and residential, yeah. Residential. Ag was the biggest one.
4% or something, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in ag.
Thank you very much, everybody who owns ag land. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I hope you get out of here alive, and me too.
Yeah.
We'll send you first.
I've got a target on my back.
Well, I have a wife who owns ag land, and I got to go home.
Anything else? It's kind of a hard situation, but you know what? The ag owners have been very understanding. I appreciate that. I think it's just after all the years of understanding the formula and everything. That's kind of where we're at. So,
anything else for equalization?
There are some that don't.
We will adjourn Board of Equalization 8:49. We'll go right into the Board of Supervisors regular meeting at 8:49, June 11th.